Blog Talk Radio.
P-E-A-R-L Chat. Welcome to Pearl Chat with Miss Lynn. Here we empower, encourage, educate, and advocate with the side of entertainment. Join us for an hour of voice, empowerment, anointing, resilience, and love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Pearl Chat with Miss Lynn. I am so excited today to be with you all. I am so excited about this episode. I promise you, I think everything that could have tried to come in my way today has tried to come in my way. But I just thank God for me not giving in to the hands of Satan, to give in to all the goodness. You know, every time I go through a situation, I am learning to find something kind of message in whatever situation I was in. And I would tell you all today has been a day when I say, oh my goodness, everything that could have aggravated me probably did. I will say that today I had to step back and I had to ask God, what are you trying to show me in today? And I'm learning to, when I'm having those moments, reflect, step back, ask him, what are you trying to tell me? And one thing I learned from today is that we, especially those of us who work with, who are advocates, who work with the public, who work with whatever, you know, all the different sectors, who help people, who, whether you in customer service, whatever. A lot of times we deal with a lot of spirits, we deal with a lot of stuff, a lot of times, and people expect so much out of us. One thing we fail to realize and that we fail to remember is that we're human. A friend of mine posted on Facebook today that she's unapologetically human. And it's okay to have a bad day. It is completely okay to have a bad day. It's all about how you react to that day. It's all about how you allow that day to control you. It's all about how you allow that, what allow you, how you allow that day to affect you. But it's okay to say, you know what, this is my day. I ain't feeling good today. Don't feel like being bothered. We supposed to give ourselves permission to be human. We are so busy being so much to everybody that we're not enough to ourselves. We do it for everybody. We're strong for mama, we're strong for daddy, we're strong for kids, we're strong for the victims, we're strong for this, we're strong for that. But sometimes we need somebody to be strong for us. And today, I promise you, was one of those days where I think I wanted to take everything and just say, forget it. But God said, no, I brought you through too much to say, forget it. Anybody who knows me personally knows I am the biggest, oh my God, my biggest pet peeve is bad customer service. Oh. You want to aggravate me? Give me back customer service. And so I went through that today. I went through just today. And I'm not even going to go into details about what happened. Today was just a day I had to remember. Harold, you are human. And it is okay. Okay. You not liking what someone said to you is okay. One thing we fail to realize is we allow people to treat us a certain way. We allow people to make us feel a certain way. My mother and my grandmother used to teach me all the time, you teach people how you want to be treated. You teach people how you want to be treated. If I don't like the way you're talking to me, then I have that right to say, I don't like your tone. It doesn't mean that you were necessarily trying to purposely be nasty, but I didn't like the way your tone made me feel. We allow people to do this and that to us. We allow people to make us feel this way. It doesn't mean that the person meant to it intentionally. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that the person is against us. But it may just mean that they want to do something too. And unfortunately, you got caught up in the crossfire. I didn't like the way you made me feel when you said that. Why are we so afraid to say and tell people that? Why are we so afraid to tell our friends and loved ones, I didn't like the way you made me feel? Why can't we learn to agree or disagree? That's something that we fail to do. We fail to be real with ourselves first and then our loved ones. I have been through this journey where years went past and I let people talk to me in kind of way, treat me in kind of way. So I'm holding feelings inside, and then by the time it come out all at one time. Over something small. And then people look at me like I'm crazy. Oh, you bipolar, you this or that, you that. No, I'm not. I just got tired. But I'm learning that when you hurt my feelings, it's okay, man. Tell you, you know what, boo, I love you. We friends, but what you said in front of them people to me kind of bothered me. You may not have meant it that way, but that's how it made me feel. Guess what? Nine times out of ten, the person didn't mean to. And they didn't know that's how it sounds. That ain't not even how they meant it. It's just how they came out. But you know how many times we harbor those feelings inside and never say a single word about it? Never open our mouth about it. So yet we go around holding anger and hatred and bitterness for something that doesn't even know they did. You know how many friendships have been ruined because of the wrong tone of voice? So you know there's a saying out there that 99% of confusion is caused by the wrong tone of voice. Why can't we say, I don't like the way you made me feel? Why can't we say that and it not be a problem? For us to say, you hurt my feelings, and not be picked at, because it's not something we're used to. So yes, today God showed me it's okay to be human. Stop acting like you're not human. Your emotions are real. Your feelings are real. You are human. You're human first. You're human first. I'm heralding before I'm anybody else. I'm Harolyn, Lynn, Harolyn, whatever you want to call me. Care of you. If you don't like the way that lady talked to you who's taking your order, just say, ma'am, I don't like that tone. Can we back it up a little bit? Let's start over. I don't know what's going on today, and I hate that you might be having a bad day. Let's start over. How you doing today? How you doing today? You all, it is so vitally important that we learn it's okay to be human, and it's okay to tell a person, you hurt my feelings. I don't care. People look at me like, I just don't like to hurt your feelings, girl. You're too strong for that. My feelings will get hurt. Yes. Yes. Miss Lynn's feelings get hurt. Yes. And guess what? 2017, I'm not going to be scared to tell you. But I'm going to tell you in a loving way, because I want you to be doing the same thing for me. If I said something to you out of line that you felt, okay, number one, you didn't have to say that. You should not have said that way. A lot of times we're so passionate about something that we just talk. We just say stuff. We don't mean it harmful, but it come out that way. But if nobody ever check us on our stuff, we don't know we're hurting people. I got some of 2 family members right now today who don't deal with me. And I still can't figure out why. And I'm being honest. I still can't figure out why they don't. They said they didn't like something you did. I still don't know what I did. If you never tell a person what they did, how can they fix it? So today was a day of learning, of and I'm going to say a rebirth. Yeah. Because it taught me it's okay. It refreshed something in me that had died. That human side had died because I am so much to everybody else that I forgot to be that to myself. I forgot to allow Harolyn to be human. I forgot to allow Harolyn to be Harolyn. I'm so much, I'm the wife, I'm the mama, I'm the daughter, I'm the advocate, I'm the business consultant, I'm this and I'm that. I'm the I ain't even no therapist, but I'm a therapist, I'm this and I'm that. But when it comes to Harolyn, what is Harolyn to, I can't be human. I dehumanize myself so I can be there for everybody else. 2017, it's time for us. You got to be here for you first. Because if you're nothing to you, you can't be nothing to nobody else. So that's my little spiel. I know we ain't got to get y'all a little something, something, you know. Oh, my God. Y'all, I feel so great right now. Like I said earlier, I was, like, ready to pull my wig off. Yes, I said it. Throw the shoes out the window. I was just having one of them days. But after I let God just talk to me and minister to me and pour into me, because I pour out so much into everybody else, I need somebody pouring into me. And God poured into me today and said, it's okay to be human. It's okay to not be okay. So we done said my little stuff. Y'all done heard my little rant, my little whatever. All right. So today we have an awesome show for you today. We have a young lady who, when I tell you, this lady is the bomb. She is so, so awesome. She, her name is Misha M. Bean. She's a phlebotomist, a former child care center owner, and also a writer. She is the author of a book called Unbroken, I Am Still Standing, a chronicle about her survival from different forms of childhood abuse, including sexual abuse, and now living with the horrible multiple sclerosis. Misha currently works as a multiple sclerosis and sexual assault advocate. She is a peace ambassador and a role model for young women across the country. Misha is a living testimony and also a living, working role model for so many women who have experienced childhood sexual abuse, and also those who are still being abused. Before we bring Miss Misha, you know, we take care of some house business, we got to have a commercial. Do not hang up. Do not log off. We'll be right back.
Sadly, today, most of us know at least one person that suffers from addiction or substance abuse. Addiction does not discriminate. No age, gender, race, or classes of people are immune to the horrors of addiction. This epidemic has ruined families, claimed lives, and left loved ones devastated. Over 100 people die from overdoses daily, and over 20 million Americans suffer from some form of addiction. For this reason, author Lloyd H. Bell Jr. has written the book Clean and Serene. The author is an addictions counselor and recovering addict of over 13 years. He knows and has firsthand experience of being caught in the grips of addiction. Clean and Serene provides experience, strength, and hope for the still suffering addict. It can also be used as a tool in recovery. Whether it is used in a group setting or individually, this book was written to assist in the recovery process and encourage. Integrating inspirational, encouraging, and challenging scriptures, the author has provided a resource that is sure to change lives. If you or someone you know is battling with addiction, this book is for you. If you are in recovery, this is a great resource to add to your toolbox. If you are a group leader or addictions counselor, this is an awesome book for group therapy. Clean and Serene, Scriptural Meditations for Recovery, is available nationwide in both ebook and print. Get your copy or a copy for some you know today from Amazon or Barnes & Noble Bookstore. For less than $10, you can potentially change the life of someone currently paying the high cost of living with an addiction.
Pearl Chat with Ms. Lynn. Poised, empowered, anointed, resilient, loving, empowerment, inspiration, Pearl Chat, community awareness, and fun, Pearl Chat, with Miss Lynn.
Welcome back to Pearl Chat with Miss Liz. We are so excited to have you all tonight. The title of our episode tonight, Unbroken, I Am Still Standing, with our honored guest, Nisha Bean. Please, everyone, Nisha Bean. Hello, Miss Nisha.
Hello. Hello, Miss Lynn. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
I am great. It is a pleasure to have you on tonight. Your story just has really blessed my heart just to hear, be able to talk to you. I really hate that you had to go through so much, but your power and you just so powerful. And just the words that you said, you know, we talked, and your strength is just so awesome to me. And I want the listeners to get to know who Nisha Bean is. So tell us about you.
Well, I was born in Los Angeles, California, in 1972. My mother met my father at L.A. High School, and then we moved to Denver, Colorado when I was a little girl. And California was where there was more stability. My father's family lived. And Denver, where I had to be a grown-up. So I took on a lot of responsibilities of taking care of my young siblings at a young age and taking care of myself while my mother worked and father worked. And then the late 90s, moved to Georgia. And I didn't want to come here because of the Atlanta childhood murders. So I didn't want to move here. And I moved here, and I went to all black school. I wasn't used to that. And I graduated in 90 and got married and had my son, Joshua, and started my my child care and home because I didn't want anyone to watch my son because of the stuff I went through. So I was real protective over him. And we stayed married for some years and got divorced. And now I'm just enjoying life to the best of my ability with no stress. I'm just thanking God every day from where I came to where I am now.
Wow, that is awesome. You have such a extensive childhood story, and I thank God for your strength to be able to help others through your story. And I would like, if you are comfortable with it, you know, to talk about a little bit about your journey. You know, I am trying to move away from the story word to journey because it's a journey. You know, when you're going through stuff and you've overcome so much, it's actually a journey. So as comfortable as you are, you know, we definitely want you to feel comfortable. Tell us a little bit about your journey, you know, for your childhood. How did you get to the point of your book?
Well, I was molested at a young age, at 6 years old, by my step-grandfather. And I knew there was other males out there went through the same thing I went through. And I knew I wasn't the only one, but I didn't know how to express my feelings, and I just acted out growing up. And like I said, I had to take care of my younger siblings, and I was a mother figure. My brother will call me his mom to this day. And it's just, God, sorry, it's just hard. I've been thinking about all these memories. But
thank you, too.
I mean, I had to step up and had to mature at a very young age and fight for my freedom, basically. But how it came to my book was over years, I kept telling my story to family or friends, rather, and they kept saying, you need to write a book. And my son kept pushing me, Mom, you need to write a book. Just tell your story. But I was afraid to put it out there because worried about how other people were going to think of what I'm saying. And if it didn't happen to me, I wouldn't have a story to tell.
Right.
So, but then my mother passed away. Then that's really when I really, really went head forward on writing my book because tomorrow's not promised.
Right.
So So I said, I need to get my story out there and share, because I know I'm not the only one. I know other people need to hear my voice. And you're not alone. And don't be afraid. You know, you can speak up and speak out. And like you say, I tell people, you know, we don't like the way they did you talk to me that day or touch me that day or did whatever to me. I don't like it. So stand up, stand your ground.
Right.
So that's how I came about writing my book, and now I'm happy that I did. And I'm leaving an imprint for my son, so he can have something to look back on and teach his children what I went through, so they won't have to go through what I went through.
I want to touch a little bit. I know that although you went through that as a child, you also suffer an autoimmune illness called multiple sclerosis. And I know quite a few people who have it. And I know I battle a few autoimmune illnesses myself. How has that, you know, dealing with this kind of affected your life? I mean, you went through childhood trauma, and now you're dealing with the multiple sclerosis. I mean, if you're comfortable, again, kind of touch on that a little bit.
Oh my gosh. I have cousins that have it, and they were diagnosed longer than I was. So when I was diagnosed, I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, when the doctors told me to think about how I was acting when I was in my teens, then I had it. I knew why I was acting the way I was. But I thought I was gonna die. I thought that was the end of the world for me. I called it the monster. It was the monster to me, because it's something attacking your body,
mm-hmm.
and you have no control over it. Each of us are different to our own individual fingerprints. But I battle differently from other people.
Right.
Some are worse off in the lower parts of the extremities, their legs, or a half of their body. Mine's is half of my body, my left side.
Right.
And my right side, I'm blind in my right eye.
Mm.
But it has made me a stronger person and made me more humble. And it shouldn't take a sickness for you to come to that conclusion. But, I mean, you have to – I'm more healthier now that I'm diagnosed with MS, because I know what to do now. But it's been 9 years, and the last 4 years I have been doing very well.
That's great.
Very well. At the beginning, I thought, I wanted to commit myself. I wanted to kill myself in the beginning. I just, like, I do not want to be here.
Right.
So, but I'm good. I'm still standing. I'm good.
Well, your title is so powerful, because, you know, a lot of us go through so much in life and we feel like we're just broken and unrepairable. And I do remember, you know, years I felt like I just was totally broken and pieces could not be repaired. And I'm reading your title and it's saying I'm unbroken. Unbroken.
I'm broken.
Still standing. And that is such a powerful message in itself, because a lot of us don't realize that we're not broken. You know, I mean, they may have tried, but they did not break us. They bruised us,
exactly.
But not broken us. And I just thank God for your strength. I just thank God for your strength to be able to do what you're doing, because so many people out here need it. We got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be right back with Miss Misha M. Bean. Do not hang up, and please do not log off. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Minister Lloyd Bell Jr., CEO of We Inspire Network Radio.
God bless you, and I am Minister Annie Bell, the COO of We Inspire Network Radio. We had you, our listeners, in mind when we created We Inspire Network Radio, or as we like to call it, WIN Radio.
We incorporated your thoughts and opinions to ensure that our programming will embody true inspiration.
and we will continue to bring relevant and heartfelt shows that cater to the needs and wants of our growing listener base.
Please subscribe to our network so that you can stay connected.
Join us here every week,
where together, through God, we win.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Win, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Win to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Win, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
Pearl Chat with Ms. Lynn. Poised, empowered, anointed,
resilient,
loving,
empowered,
inspiration,
Pearl Chat,
community awareness, and fun,
Pearl Chat
with Ms. Lynn.
Hello, welcome back to Pearl Chat with Ms. Lynn and our very special guest, Misha B. So we would like to welcome back to the show, Ms. Misha B. Ms. Misha, you're with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So we were talking about your childhood past and your illness and your book. There are so many women out here who have been through the childhood trauma. Some young girls out here who may still be going through it. What would you say to them if those of us who are listening who may be going through it, what could you give them to take back?
My thing is, with if the ones are still going through it or are coming out of it, don't give up. This is your life, your body. You have control to tell them yes or no, to be touched wrong or right. You know, happiness is an inside job. I pray every single day. I mean, I might not be that all that spiritual, but prayer does work. Prayer does work. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I say that every single day. So the young ladies, just speak. Just tell somebody. Don't be afraid. Because it took me 30 years to get past this, to forgive. I'm just forgiving. I'm just healing. And you will heal, but you have to have that mindset to change it. People are always saying, oh, I hate. But think about all the time you're saying that when you can be forgiving, and your life can be different. Just don't wait so many years to have a hatred, because it's not going to do no good. You know, tomorrow's not promised, like I say. So just get out there and just tell people, somebody that will listen to you. We were here to be created, We were created to be created. So love yourself. Love yourself if nobody else does not. And it's okay to be afraid, but fear is evidence of appearing real. So just get out there and just speak to somebody, a loved one, a church member, a pastor, a doctor. Go to therapy. Therapy helps. People are afraid of therapy.
Wow.
And like me, I was afraid of therapy, but it helps a lot. So
right.
It helps really a lot.
Yeah, that's something that we had talked about previous in one of our shows, that a lot of victims of any type of trauma do not go to therapy. And it's this thing about, they're going to think I'm crazy, they're not going to believe me. You did touch on that you went to, that therapy did help you. I mean, there's somebody out here who don't believe it will help them. what would you say to that? I mean, for on your end, I mean, from your personal experience of therapy, how would you those? Because there's some who really want to go therapy, but they are afraid. What would you say to that?
Well, I was afraid. I was definitely afraid, but you have to give it a try. Don't knock it until you try it. And people always say, I don't like that, I don't like that, but have you even tried it? So try it, and you might like it. And you're in control of when you want to stop going. The therapist doesn't tell you you're finished because they'll let you keep coming and keep coming. But you know when you're ready to stop going. I went for 1 year. I went once a month for 1 year. And I was like, okay, this helped me a whole lot. It really did. And I'm thinking about going back just to refresh, just to keep my mind refreshed. So I will be making an appointment for that as soon as possible to keep her breath what's going on now. But you only have one life. You have one life. So make the best out of it and enjoy it. And don't suffer and don't be worrying about being afraid. Just enjoy life. Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. Yeah, I know it took me a long time to even want to think about therapy. And when I finally went, I must say that it really was very helpful. I did eventually stop. And, you know, I have even thought about myself. Because doing this type of work can be stressful. It could be emotional. And I just sometimes need an outlet. I just need a vent. I just need so much we take in when we're dealing with other people and their situations. So I even tell advocates, you know, you need to have an outlet. You need to have someone you can talk to, someone that you can, you know, vent to, someone that you can, okay, cry out if you need to, whatever. A lot of us don't have that. You have, like, you are truly an awesome, awesome woman. And so I do want to dig just a little bit deeper into your book a little bit. So we do want to, the readers, the listeners to get your book. What can they expect in your book? I mean, kind of like what is they to expect when they get it?
Well, I start at in my childhood because a lot of things happened in my life from really from born and until I was like maybe 15, 16. So it's a lot of different journeys through those years. I have not skipped 5 and 6 years. Like every year something has happened. So we'll keep you on a definitely a journey of my of healing and my hope and from my forgiveness and definitely my freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And overcoming different obstacles throughout those years and have to solve things a lot myself as a teenager, a young child. I mean, handling adult problems that to this day right now, there's no way in heck that the kids, well, they can do it now, but I wouldn't allow my son to go through what I went through because it was very detrimental. And what I went through, I mean, I could have been a bitter person. I could have been a hateful person. I came out, and I'm very loving and very caring. I mean, I love helping others. To this day, I'm still helping people. But, I didn't let what happened to me affect my life, if you understand what I'm saying. So, this is the story.
No, I was saying I'm really excited to read your book myself. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. It's breaking up a little bit.
I'm sorry. I do encourage everyone to get her book. It is, and if you are a Facebook follower of mine, I have posted her book. I will actually get a link from her so that I can post where you can purchase her book. And also, she is tagged into all of my posts regarding this particular show, but we will continue to push her book out. This is just part one of Miss Misha being on our show. I just don't feel like we have enough time to actually really get into, because I know this is a powerful woman. So this is part one. You got to start off kind of soft, part one. So we are definitely going to have part two. And a part two, because I just really God is just showing me that she has such a powerful anointing. You know, you mentioned you're not that spiritual, honey. I don't know what you're talking about because I feel it all over you. And I mean, it's hard to see through the airwaves, okay? Because I'm like, I got chills. I cried after me and you got the phone. I'm like, okay, this lady is just like so powerful. And I mean, and then for someone to have gone through so much and then still be to inspire other people, you know, I mean, being an advocate is more than just, you know, getting out there saying this and that. You have to actually put your own self, be vulnerable. You have to be transparent. And I just so appreciate your story. I appreciate your journey. I appreciate you being transparent enough to let us into that part. So, again, like I said, this is just part one. We would definitely have a part two of Miss Misha Bean. And but I do want to – I have to go to one quick commercial. I do want to see if anybody have any questions to answer questions for you, if you don't mind. So we're going to go to one quick commercial and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Wynn, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Wynn to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Wynn, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
Pearl Chat with Ms. Lynn. Poised, empowered, anointed,
resilient,
loving,
empowered,
inspiration.
Pearl Chat.
Community awareness and fun.
Pearl Chat
with Ms. Lynn.
Welcome back to Pearl Chat with Ms. Lynn for our Unbroken I Am Still Standing episode with our very special guest, Ms. Misha M. Bean, author, survivor, and 2017 ACHI Magazine Award nominee. See, we forgot to put that up in there. So
I made Amazon bestseller and my subject also.
Oh yes!
Yeah.
I am so okay. We gotta give an applause.
Yes,
y'all,
I
hold
do.
On. Y'all knew I. I am so excited. That is awesome. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
I spoke to one of the callers earlier, and I know she's going to be like, oh, my God, she's not going to call on me. But I do want to know if she has any questions. I do have two calls on here that I actually would like to see, and that is Miss Sabrina. Would you like to have something to say, my love?
Yes, I do. I just want to congratulate Misha on her book and make it Amazon Top 100. And when she says she will do anything to help anybody, she will. She will. The book is so good. I always tell her, this is going to be a movie one day. I can see this on TV. It will make a great movie. I admire her so much for telling her story so boldly. Because she shared a lot of information in her book. And I always tell her one of my favorite parts is when she tells the story about, you know, her grandfather wanted her to come closer and sit on his lap and how she warns female and women, you know, we got to be careful who we leave our children with, whether it's a male or a female child. Watch your male. If that male want to spend so much time with your child, if that male want to take up a lot of time and don't mind doing this, sometimes you need to raise an eyebrow and make sure nothing else is going on. But when a man just want to keep holding a child, having a child bounce around in their lap, there could be more to it. There could be something else going on. So she give a lot of advice, a lot of stuff that make you really sit down and think a moment like, okay, what's really going on? You know, I admire Miss Jill. I wish her the best, and I'm so glad she's being invited to so many things. Doors are just opening up to her. So God is definitely on her. You know, and you're doing an awesome job too with your radio show and what you're doing. You know, the words of encouragement that you gave people also, because sometimes I was going to say, I'm sitting over here saying yeah. Sometimes the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Yes. So sometimes we got to be aware that sometimes when people come against us, it's really Satan, satanic spirit more so, trying to attack us. So you got to be rooted and grounded and know, you know, you got to put on the armor of God every single day, because things are going to pop out at you. God didn't say we wouldn't have trouble. He said, what is it in 1 James? Don't think it not strange. When you find yourself in a situation. No, don't worry about it. Things happen. You know, you got to know him and stay connected. But you're doing an awesome job. Love you, Michelle. Congratulations on making it to the top 100. And I encourage people to get the book. It's a good, easy read book.
Thank you,
Sabrina. You are awesome. Thank you, Miss Sabrina.
Thank you. Thank you.
Y'all love that. Thank you, Miss Sabrina.
You are quite welcome.
Oh, God
bless. I'm enjoying your show.
So we have a few other callers on here, and I guess I'm going to call you out. How about that? Miss Lynn Duke, this is how we operate here. So we have a person on here, and I know she got something to say because she's my mama. Miss Joanne Slanger, how you doing?
No.
I know you're listening in, honey. I know you got a word or two, a question for Miss Misha Beam. Oh, my goodness. Misha, this is my mom, and I have talked about you. I know she probably know you more than anybody else right now because I done talked about you so much just in the past day or two.
How you doing? How you doing?
Thank you. I am I'm honored. I lost you once, and I had to call back and get back on, and it's been difficult, but nevertheless I enjoyed your message, Miss Bean.
Thank you.
You know, life throws so much at us. Coming up, we don't always have parents that have the greatest wisdom because they are still young, and even some of the older parents don't have the same level of wisdom. You understand?
Yes.
So we go through things coming up in life, and some of it is good, some of it is not. Some of it can determine who we are way down the line, believe me. And so I have started writing a book, oh God, maybe 15, 20 years ago. I still have not finished it.
Do it.
but you know what? Writing this book is not my real goal. You know what my real goal is?
To live it.
And be able to speak life into somebody else's life, because so many people don't have nobody to help them when they are having difficulties in their life. And if I can have one word to say to somebody and it helps them, then I have already exceeded my expectations. So I thank the Lord that I came up in a ministerial family, and I have my brother is a minister, my sister is a minister, and I have most of my friends were ministers or ministers' children. And here I am at 75. I'm still surrounded by ministerials.
Okay.
So God has been good to me over the years, and he has allowed me to touch so many lives in my past to this age, and I am just thankful. Not only did he allow me to touch people, but he allowed me to be recipient of other people's love for me, and they shared their journey and sold it into my life, and that helped me. So writing a book is not my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is when I leave this earth, I want to know that I have touch somebody's life. And what I say to other people is, if you got anything from me in my life, pass it on to somebody else.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
For that. Give my little applause. I'm sorry.
Y'all know I am. Okay. So, something I had wanted to just interject, and I kind of wanted to see if we had a question, because we have a male on the line, and I kind of wanted to see if he maybe had a question for you. A lot of times our message is toward women, but sometimes a male might have a question or two, you know, if you're comfortable. Comfortable?
Yes, sure.
Huh?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
So we have a minister on the line, Mr. Minister Reverend James Ross. Would you like to have something to say?
Hello.
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 God bless you. A lot of times, just a word of encouragement. A lot of times we are bruised but not broken. And that's just life. Life presents certain obstacles with us. But we have to learn in the Bible how to conquer those things. The way that life is right now, the devil is trying to conquer us, but God defeats the devil at all times. And we just have to stay encouraged, read our Bible, pray always, like you're doing right now. Pray always. Pray without ceasing. And that's all I have to say.
Hey, thank you so much.
Y'all
know I'm sorry, and we have two more callers on here. I want to see if you all have a question for Ms. Misha Beam. And that is caller number, I think I have them already. Okay, 6308. I'm not for sure who this caller is. Would you like to have something to say? No. What about caller 2145? I want to give everybody an opportunity, because we just have someone call in. So call number 2145. Would you like to have something to say to Ms. Misha Bean?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Darlene, and I just want to thank you for sharing your story. It really encouraged me a lot because I've been dealing with some of the same things, and ever since I was a little girl, the same things been happening to me, and I just want to thank you for sharing your story. Right now, I'm still trying to come out of what I've been dealing with. I have left my hometown out of a 10-year marriage, and I'm not going to go into that right now, but that affected my marriage, and along with losing a lot of relationships that I thought, you know, I had. From the people that I trusted, they all had turned their back to me and all, but I'm here now in Georgia, and, you know, just meeting different people like you. And, I just wanted to thank you and continue to share your story.
Is there any way you can get my number? You're more than welcome to call me.
I would love to connect you to. I was going to say that I would love to see if it was okay, Misha, if I could give her your number. Darlene, matter of fact, when we go offline, I'm going to call you, Misha, because there's some things I want you to do with Darlene. So I'd like you to be involved. Thank you so much, Darlene, for taking time out of your day to call. You just made my heart glad. I was hoping that you did get a chance to call in. So I gotta give no applause. Wait, y'all. Y'all, my little applause. But, so we are on our closing out of our show. We only have a few more minutes left. Ms. Misha, how can they reach you? How can they get your book? How can they get you to speak at their engagements or whatever?
I'll give you my website.
Okay.
It's MESHIA, B as in boy, EAN, dot WIXSITE .com / unbroken. Or they can find me on Facebook at Arthur Mishia M. Bean. And the same thing on Instagram.
And where can you go on Amazon and get your book, correct?
Yes, Amazon.com, yes.
Okay, and sure. The name of the book is Unbroken. I Am Still Standing. Miss Misha M. Bean, for taking time out of her busy schedule to be with us. You have been such a blessing. And again, this is just one of Miss Misha B. We would definitely have her on again sooner than later. So y'all look forward to it. Don't go far. You know, stay with for the next couple of weeks, but we're going to have other people. But we will have Misha Bean back on here. Thank you so much, Miss Misha Bean, and God bless you. So much.
And one thing, if you go to the website,
wait a minute.
Okay,
go ahead. Girl, hold on, I'm playing with this button. Go ahead. I'm
sorry. I guess if you go to my website, I can autograph the book and mail it out to you.
Wow, awesome. So, yes, please go to her website. I'll post the information up on Facebook on Pearl Chat with Ms. Lynn. If you have not liked the page, please do so, because I'll post next time that she'll be on the show. I will post her website as well as her. I will go on Amazon and find the link. You can just click it and order it. So thank you so much, Ms. Shami. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. We thank you so much for joining us in Pearl Chat with Lynn on this evening. We have such a great show. We thank Ms. Misha Bean for taking time out of her busy schedule to be our very special guest. Please know that our goal here is to empower not the woman, but the community. And we want to uplift you. We want everybody to be a pearl. What is a pearl? We are poised, empowered, anointed, resilient, and we are loving. And we want to empower you to be voice, empowered, anointed, resilient, and loving. We thank you for your time. We thank you for just being with us just another Thursday night. You could be on Skype to send me an email at pearlchatradio@gmail.com or find me at Pearl Chat with Ms. Lynn on Facebook. We would love to have you at the Gavin Show. We would love to hear your story. If you want to suggest another woman or man or whoever, community leader to be on the show, please do so. We look forward to hearing from you all on next Thursday evening. God bless you, and you have a blessed, blessed, blessed rest of your week.
P-E-A-R-L Chat. Welcome to Pearl Chat with Ms. Lynn. Here we empower, encourage, educate, and advocate with the side of entertainment. Join us for an hour of poise, empowerment, anointing, resilience, and love.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Wynn, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Wynn to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Wynn, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
Pearl Chat with Ms. Lynn. Poise, empowered, anointed,
resilient,
loving,
empowered,
inspiration.
Pearl Chat.
Community awareness and fun.
Pearl Chat
with Ms. Lynn.